ויש חבלו השם קודשי ונקדשתי בסדר בני ישראל, אני השם מקדשכם. שמיצוס עשרי, שמקדש השם ברבים, לקסס ונקדשתי בסדר בני ישראל. First has to be prepared and do it if necessary, to even give up his life and all his money, so that the Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be recognized in the world. If they, someone comes up to a Jew and tells him that I want you to worship Avodah Zarah, or publicly declare you don't believe in Hashem, then once again a person is required to give up his life for this. Can't even make believe that he is the Kofa. The Jews that made believe, they were over an Isser. Nice of opinions that say that it's considered an oinus, they won't be punishable, but it's not the right thing to do. The right thing to do is always, if somebody wants a Jew to publicly give up his religion, he is required to give up his life. If he can run away, he should run away. When one says Shmai Shoshem Ekein Hashem Echod, when he says Echod, you should have in mind that he's imagined someone will come up to him, or there'll be a decree of the religion that he'd be willing to give up his life. And that's a certain way of also showing that we're willing to do such a thing. In all our behavior, we have to do it in a way that we'll be Mekadoshim Shemayim Lemekefil Hashem, which means that according to the way we look, we are expected to behave in an honest fashion. Sometimes people think that when they're amongst people that believe or act different than others, then more ma'urim abriyas, that we behave a little bit like them. And the opposite is true. There's many, many examples of it that people appreciate. Every once in a while I even hear stories of people working in a natural environment or whatever it is, and they stick to their ideals, even though sometimes it's not going on a trip. Today it's very common in the offices. They want to have a business family, everybody together, which is very often totally inappropriate. A person is afraid he may lose his job. Every time a person asked me they should do it, and it wasn't a problem, I said not to do it. He came back to me a few days later and said that everybody appreciated them more than they had kindness on them. So, once again, even if they have kindness, they shouldn't do it. But different type of things, we should always know that we're representing our Kaddish both, and our behavior can make a Kiddush Hashem or Kaddish Hashem.